Right now, though, it is time for us to check sports. Time to bring in Mike Cosney. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Well, I have to say, and the only reason I saw it is because I slept at the station last night just in case we had the ice storm, which we haven't had yet, is I did put on, I woke up and I put on the final game of the season last night. And I saw the last quarter of it. And you know what? For the final game of the regular season, it was a hell of a game to watch, the ending of it anyway.
It was the most important game of the day.
Yeah, and it was an exciting game.
Yeah, I mean, the 49ers went to sleep in the second half, or the fourth quarter, however you want to put it. And Seattle came trying back to win the West, and they fell short by about 6 inches.
It reminded me of Tennessee in the Super Bowl against the Rams.
It reminded me of the game 2 weeks before when they played the Falcons, when they stopped them and they gave them the touchdown. It was the Falcons caught the same kind of pass, and it was right on the goal line. And that last time they gave them the touchdown, and this time they didn't give them the touchdown. So two games in 3 weeks. Decided the same way for the 49ers, one in their favor and one not in their favor.
Well, like
so they got the home field throughout the playoffs in the NFC.
And it was an exciting game. I didn't watch the whole game.
Oh, yeah,
but
it was.
But I watched almost the last quarter before I went to sleep here again. And it was fun to watch. And it just brought back visions of that Super Bowl with the guy stretching out the ball trying to get it in the end zone against the Rams. But anyway.
But no matter how good the game was, the referee still screwed it up.
Yeah, it's
because there was the play late in the game when I think the 49ers ran a screen play and the center was downfield and threw a block. And in Seattle, you can't hear the whistle. You threw a block and he was like 5 seconds after the play was over, and they called a personal foul on the center, and what would have been a first down for the 49ers, they wound up having to punt. So, once again, no matter how good a game is, the referees put their face in there and screw it up.
All right, Cleveland has done the right thing right off the bat after they lost to Cincinnati. The Cleveland Browns are looking for a new head coach. They didn't even wait for what do they call Mondays? Black Monday in the NFL after the first day after the season's over, the regular season. The Giants should be on that list today.
I don't know if the Giants should be on their list for the coach. They should be on their list for about 25 players, though.
The general manager and coach, they're the ones that, you know, they put the team together.
Yeah, but that's the bad thing about it. They put the team together and made a mistake, but they're going to get rid of them. But the dogs that are still on the team are still going to be there, so it's going to be the same rat pack that you're going to have playing for the Giants next year. I watched that game against the Eagles. There's one guy, maybe two guys on that team that I wouldn't get rid of. One is the running back. He's the only player in that team with a set of cojones that showed up to play yesterday. And the quarterback, because he's young. Everybody else, they should open up their locker like you've seen in that movie Major League, and there should be a pink slip in there today.
Well, you know, there's one thing about this year. There's a lot of dead weight that's going to be cut from the Giants' payroll this season if they do the right thing, if they get rid of a lot of the dead weight, and they will have a bunch of cap room to work into the future. But you can't get rid of the coach unless you're going to get rid of the general manager, because you can't.
I disagree. I would get rid of the general manager for sure. I don't know about the coach, because you can't win the Kentucky Derby with a 5,000 claimer, like I always say. And the Giants players are a bunch of 5,000 claimers running in the Kentucky Derby. The coach hasn't had the opportunity to coach a real team yet because of the mutts that he has. I'd give him one more chance rebuilding the team, but I wouldn't have the general manager there because he's the one that got that pack of dogs in there, and they need to get rid of a whole lot of players on that team because they all have a bunch of curly tails.
And I don't want the Giants to excuse the general manager just because the last two picks he made in the draft were pretty good picks.
He's got to go.
That's right. That's no excuse. That's no excuse. Didn't supply the right amount of players.
These are professionals, and you're playing in a meaningful game against a team that's trying to make the playoffs, and they were there for a little while, like I said, because of the running back. But the rest of the team, oh, my God, are they bad. I mean, I watched the red zone yesterday because there was nothing else on, and the racing at San Anita was pretty bad. And they highlighted the Giant game a lot because that was one of the few meaningful games on at 4 o'clock. man, the Giant fans should be embarrassed by that team. They are pitiful.
All right. Well, the Cowboys won but lost. They're not in.
They woke up a little too late this year, huh? Yeah.
And the Patriots, of course.
That's bad.
That's well, you know, Tom Brady didn't look like Tom Brady yesterday.
But it isn't. It's not just Tom Brady. The defense let the Dolphins score a few times yesterday, and if the Dolphins are scoring on you at home, that doesn't bode well for New England in the playoffs. No matter how you want to slice the pie, because they're going to be playing teams better than Miami. You can't say that this team wasn't prepared to beat Miami yesterday, because you really don't have to prepare a lot to beat Miami. And that was their biggest game of the year, to get a bye or not get a bye, and they stunk out the place. Miami went right down the field at the end of the game to score a touchdown to win the game. That doesn't spell good things for New England in the postseason.
My prediction for the Super Bowl is going to be Baltimore and New Orleans.
I don't think the 49ers are going to lose.
You don't think? Well, you're right. The 49ers have a real good shot, too. But
if you remember the game against Baltimore, they played in the rain, and it was a bad call that the 49ers made themselves to get a first down at the end of the game to win the game. They threw a pass when it was third and two instead of trying to run the ball in the rain. They make that first down. They win the game. They didn't. I think they beat Baltimore. They've already beaten the Saints. They've already beaten Green Bay. Those are the two teams they're going to have to beat, and this time they're playing them at home. I think they have a real good chance to get to the Super Bowl and beat Baltimore again.
All right. Hey, the Knicks won last night.
Did they?
Yeah.
Who'd they play? Chattanooga University?
I have no idea, but they won. Any others? How'd your racing go this weekend?
We didn't go over our picks. Oh, I know you don't want to, but we got to go over the picks.
Okay, let's go over the picks.
Well, we both had the college games, and I put a few ducats on it, so that paid off for me. We both had Clemson and LSU. I had New Orleans who won, Green Bay who won, and New England lost. And like I said, you had LSU and Clemson too, but you had the trilogy of death yesterday. Buffalo, New England, and Seattle all took it on the chin.
There you go. The story of my life.
So we finished the regular season. You were 55-36, and I was 68-23.
There you go.
Racing, we did all right. Santa Anita, they should just close that place down. Even when they race, it's nothing but favorites. And the race that I picked out there, the favorite that I had in my exact one, Mo Forza, big deal about that. It's serious too. Like they promoted this card of how great it is and everything. 7 out of 8 races were favorites, and I mean favorites. That if you call that racing, you can keep it. And one of the stakes down at Gulfstream, the Tropical Park Derby, one of our horses scratched, but the two that we had were left with Holiday won, and I think paid about $11. So it wasn't that bad of a weekend on the racing front this year.
All right.
On the last weekend of the year. Game to pick tonight. What about that college game? The two college games.
The first one went as we thought it went. I mean, just no one's beating LSU, no one.
I don't think so. I mean, Clemson's good. That kid, that quarterback on that team is very, very good.
Yeah, but
he's going to keep Clemson in the game. Clemson has a good defense, but LSU is just a machine.
Yeah, given a week to prepare against an NFL team, one of the lower tiers NFL teams like the Giants or something like that, given a week to prepare for them, I think they'd give a good run for their money.
I mean, and people are saying, you know, Oklahoma this and Oklahoma that. Oklahoma's offense is good. Their defense isn't good, and LSU lit them up. But Oklahoma's defense is good, and until it was like 42-7, Oklahoma was stymied. And then when LSU finally let up the dogs a little bit, it got a little respectable. This line at 3, 3.5, woo, boys. Somebody's going to make a lot of money on this game.
All right. I got to get on to the forecast.
Okie doke.
I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care, Mike. Mike Cossey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.